Have you ever felt just a bit embarrassed at how little you have to give into the needs of other people? And if you're a person of faith, towards God's work? Others can give so much, but I have so little. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Maybe as a person of means, giving generously has never been an issue for you. Or perhaps, like me, you've experienced the reality of not even having enough money to put food on the table, let alone drop a few coins into the offering of a Sunday. And let me tell you, that's not a nice feeling. Remembering back to those times, I was deeply impacted by something that the senior pastor of our church, Stuart Crawshaw, said just the other week. Not everyone is at a point where they can give, but everyone is at a point where they can pray. Wow. How often do we think of prayer as a poor substitute for giving? How often do we think of, "I'll pray for you," as a throwaway line, when in fact, praying is singularly the most powerful missional act that any of us can ever undertake? Because in doing so, we're joining hands with God in seeing His will done on this earth. But don't just take my word for it. James chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. Absolutely, we need to deal with the sin in our lives. Absolutely, we need to be grounded in the right standing that we have before God through our faith in Jesus Christ. But the result of that is that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Don't ever, ever underestimate the power of your prayer. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Friend, there is such power in prayer, and there is such power in the word of God to transform our lives. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.